Special delivery.
On this episode of American Chopper.
Paul Jr.
Odie's antics continue.
You want to do it? Do it. I'll go home right now.
And Junior has finally had enough.
Get out of my shop right now.
What's up there, sonny boy?
You want to go talk? Let's go talk.
After getting the axe, Odie crawls back to OCC and dishes on Junior's operation.
Fights that we do over there, it's always like deadline, deadline, deadline.
Life goes on at PJD as they deliver two bikes for the Universal Property and Casualty Insurance Company. And Junior surprises his crew with a visit to Discovery Cove for some much-needed R&R.
Come on, baby!
I guarantee you one thing. The guys at OCC weren't swimming with dolphins today.
Meanwhile, OCC puts together a bike for Bic.
I have something from your dad that he wants.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
very
nice.
I think he misses you.
You think so?
Senior reaches out to Junior in a very unusual way.
That you're very creative.
If it's genuine, then it's bizarre. I mean, I just don't know. I really don't know what to say about it.
The boys are waiting. The boys in the band.
I better get a bunch of raises, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Tons.
Endless.
We're going to start a bike today for the Bic company. Jason's been talking to them over the last few days, and they want a bike to represent their new razor, the Bic Flex 4.
Listen, the overall bike, the feel is very clean and simple, and that's because the whole Bic culture is simple. Everything they do is just what you need to function. This tank, if you look at the top of the tank and
that's
the sides
tank
of it.
Is not this tank, though, right?
Yeah, it is. It looks like the contours of this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Haymaker tank that we make here on the press. And I know Rick and Mike are going to have fun with figuring this out.
One of the designs that Jason came up with is a set of four razor blades on each side of the gas tank, but he really doesn't know how they're going to attach to the tank.
We could talk about that outside. You're dumb when it comes to this.
A lot of times when we begin a project like this, a lot of stuff's missing. So the thing that we can do is start the fabrication. This is the ordeal that I love the most.
Yeah, I bet.
Because everybody's going to have a different idea over here, and it's going to go on and on until I say, you know what? This is what we're doing.
You know,
that's what's going to happen.
This is always an idea.
Want to shave?
Bic also wants to do a charity event with us. Everyone at the shop is going to stop shaving. Then we'll do a shave-off with Bic razors, and they'll donate $10,000 to the OCC Foundation. Don't do your hair, and we'll lather it here, and we'll shave. All right? I think it's a pretty good idea for these guys. I'm not shaving my mustache for any amount of money, but a lot of these guys around here will, no problem. We better get going here.
Today we're starting on Bic. I kind of like the design. I always like a lower long bike. Usually we use a 21-inch wheel in the front and an 18-inch wheel in the back. The thing that's going to be a little different on this bike is it has a 20-inch rear wheel and a 23-inch front wheel, so it'll give it a little bit more style and originality.
She's a roller.
Oh, this is a negative.
I think it looks cool, man.
Yeah, it does. Me and Mike, we got the bike into a roller. I'm sort of working on the gas tank. Mike's working on the rear fender.
You know, our fenders fit, so they look correct on them. So what we're doing is the rear fender, we're going to shorten up a little bit, and we'll make it fit the radius. Good thing I cut that along. Close, baby.
Yeah, things are coming together pretty good so far, and yeah, we're getting our game plan together.
I got Paulie's sunglasses. I need a hat that fits, dude. I'd get lost in this thing. There we go. How about that?
I'm Paul Jr.
Hey, Vin, When do you think you can wire my motorcycle over here? It has to be done by Friday. I don't even know how to wire it. I don't even know how to put a gas tank on or make anything. I need help over here, man. Come on.
We're building two bikes for Universal Property and Casualty Insurance Company. One is a custom bike, and one they're going to give away to one of their agents. As far as the custom bike, we're just waiting for the paint from Nubs. But in the meantime, we're going to keep doing the wiring. So we're going to get the custom bike as far along as we can, and then we'll get ready for Tins tomorrow.
We don't even got a seat, man.
Is that thing ready to fire?
Ready to fire. The giveaway bike is finally done. I got all the wiring done. Everything's done. We're going to take it off the lift and start the bike.
We're leaking somewhere.
That's the vent.
That's the vent hole.
That's not good.
Why is it coming out of there?
That is unbelievable.
So you think there's a little hole inside?
Has to be. It turns out that, you know, there's a vent in this gas tank, an external vent, and the hose in the vent is leaking.
Christian, it's Paul. Hey, we got a problem with this gas tank. It's leaking out of this vent.
This is a bought gas tank, and, you know, we called the manufacturer, and, you know, they said this has never happened. So if we would have got 3,000 gas tanks and one of them was bad, we got the bad one, and it's not good. Let's fix this bike. To fix the leak, I threaded the actual hole through the tank that the vent goes through and put a plug in it and put some Teflon tape on it, too, just to plug off the vent before an unveil. But inevitably, we're going to have to fix it.
All right, so we'll leave it here. We'll check it in the morning. Let's go home.
Tonight's a little bit of a nightmare. We got all these new issues coming up. We have to have these bikes done. You know, I just got one thing to say. This is some ass.
The group of people from a technical school here today, basically just going over the shop, kind of looking at some of the equipment that we have here, how we operate as a business. So, what's up? Got any questions?
How long does it take you to make, like, a bike?
That's a very common question. We usually get about 3 weeks.
What don't you do here for building the bikes? Do you do everything, or?
We don't build the motors. We don't build the transmissions. We can do the bike from start to finish here. Mm-hmm. We don't do that because it doesn't pay to do that.
What do you think of your son Paul Jr.'s bikes?
His bikes?
Yes.
I think that Paul Jr., his gift is designing. I don't think his gift is building, because most of the mechanics do all the work. So his specialty is basically designing a bike for what it looks like, and then they'll go out in the shop and build it.
And what would you say your specialty is, like?
Yelling at people. I think it's pretty cool that, you know, there are schools that want to come by and look at our facility here and possibly take something out of here that'll benefit them down the road. I want to really thank everybody for coming. I hope you enjoyed the shop. And are you going to Junior Shop next? Are you guys going? Are you guys going to Junior Shop?
Yeah.
Would you give them that for me when you go there?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. I know that they were going over to Paulie, so I thought that, you know, I had a picture laying around for quite some time. It was of just me and him. That particular picture meant something to me, so hopefully he'll take it the same way.
Bye, Rick.
Kids are here. The vocational children are here.
A bunch of kids who are interested in mechanical stuff, engineering, things of that nature, came by for a tour today. Hello.
I have something from your dad that he wanted me to give you.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
I think he misses you.
You think so?
I think so.
He doesn't show it.
He showed it to us. He said you're very creative.
Oh, tell him I said thank you if we see him again. Oh, you know, I really don't know where that comes from. I almost have given up on trying to figure it out, honestly, because you can't go and be however you want to be and try and destroy everything we're about here and then send me a picture through
a girl that neither of us know. I don't know if he's saving face. If it's genuine, then it's bizarre. I mean, I just don't know. I really don't know what to say about it. This is my baby. This is the first bike that was built in this building.
So what makes your bike so different?
I think just the creative on it is different, you know? You can have a lot of technology, but you can't manufacture creativity. Yeah. And I think that's what makes us a little different. Yeah, you know, it's great. You got a bunch of young people who are very interested in what we do. And I think it's really important how we not only present it to them, but how we represent, you know, our industry. And the end result is even a mystery to us sometimes, because as you're working on the bike, it starts to grow and it gets better, and you're not restricted by a drawing.
Do you have a lot of fun with your job?
We do. We have a really good team. You gotta work hard, and we put in a tremendous...
Where Paul Jr. is a lot more creative with it.
Vin, you want to get in this, buddy?
Honestly, I'd feel more comfortable working here at Paul Jr. Customs, because over at OCC, I feel like it's more of a business than a custom bike, you know, motorcycle shop.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thanks.
Odie, I bet you could get on that bus and no one would even say a thing.
Come on, Mike. We got to finish this bike today. We're on a mission.
Yeah, we're on a mission, pal, from God. Today's a challenging day on Bic because I start this morning with Paul Sr.
Oh, I woke up this morning with one objective. Finish this bike.
Did you?
I made a mistake of telling him that we will finish this bike today. It was a lie, and I knew it when I said it. You still have to put all these little thinger hoochers on yet, the little nubs.
We got to lay all that out.
Rick, did you have any nubs cut out at all yet? The nubs were
they're like buttons. They're like the part of the razor blade that you hold on to.
I thought about having Jim just make up a little aluminum piece with a male and a female. He set it right in there and boom.
Oh, even better.
Jim made a jig for putting the buttons on top of the fender that we could press the round circles into to make them look like a button.
What is this? You trying to hide from me? We got work to do. You disappeared on me before.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you did. You went all the way around the horn. You know these short legs I can't keep up with? You told me he was going to be there. I saw him do a real sneak roundabout way around the shop, and he ducked right back in his office again. So I went in there, and I latched hold of him, and I told him, if you want the dots on the fender today, you're going to have to come out and give me a hand.
Watching us?
No, I'm just supervising.
Do you know what? Every good job needs a supervisor.
Well, you know. There you go. That's good. Yeah, I watch you do it now. Now you're doing it right. Nice job.
Should we get them? So I had his undivided attention for about 1 minute, 33 seconds. You.
What the f*** are you doing, man? Now what'd you do? Now you just threw that torch?
Nah, you know what I'm ready for? I'm going home. I got a little frustrated with the welder. The dots were moving around. I burned it up a tungsten. I threw the torch. I'm telling you what that is. If one guy watches him and holds him there, and another guy attacks him, I bet you it's easier.
You know what, Senior, he just comes and goes all day long. Him and Mike start on something, he disappears. They start on something else, he disappears.
Well, where'd your helper go? You had a help.
Listen,
when you
pal,
formed him up.
Good help is very hard to find these days. Took 5 minutes and Jim gave me a hand and everything went smooth.
Ah, they work.
All right, now I'm a welder again. In the end, I got it done with help from Jim. And, you know, Senior did help me with the dots. We got the dots all bent like we were supposed to. It came out perfect, as usual. There you go. Man.
Looks like dots.
As far as I'm concerned, the giveaway bike's done. The gas tank seems good. Overall, the bike looks amazing, and some lucky winner's gonna have an awfully nice bike. Now we just need to really focus on the custom bike.
Hey, buddy, I got a little treat for you.
Yeah! Sweet ginger brown, baby.
What is this? What the heck is that little thing?
That's our hose, buddy.
That's it? That's all the wires going in here?
We hope it works. You got to get those things rocking, man. We need that action.
Yeah.
Right now, it's all hands on deck. You got Cody working, me, Vin, and you got Odie
putting the hand controls onto the handlebars.
I don't know who made these handlebars.
I'll show you what I'm thinking.
I'm gonna punch that kid in the face.
Got a problem. They don't fit.
Let me see it. Just bring it over here.
I'm not a at looking something like that.
Odie started complaining about the hand controls. Unquestionably, he was looking for something to go wrong with them. I looked at them. They're absolutely fine.
You had it this way, and it wasn't fitting. It goes this way.
Dude. Did you just say I'm not a
Yeah. You are.
Come on, let's get it going.
How you making out, bud?
Horrible.
Jeez, man.
What?
What do you mean what, dude? You friggin' destroyed the thing.
I pried it open. You would've did the same thing, and if you destroyed it, it would've been okay.
Okay.
You wanna do it? Do it. I'll go home right now. Fearless.
Get out of my shop right now. The whole thing kind of just came to a head when I saw how he was putting the hand controls on. He was prying on them with a screwdriver. He was marring them up. And when I asked him about it, he just had an attitude like he always does. You can't even confront the kid on anything. So I had to fire him.
That kid had that coming so bad. He's lucky I didn't wring his neck.
Short and simple. Get the out of my shop.
I know. I wish I wouldn't have dropped the F-bomb.
But I know.
I definitely just have been biting my tongue for a long time.
Surprised it took that long.
I think he had a phenomenal opportunity here. We're a growing business. He had a great opportunity to go up in position, and he didn't care. Really, he didn't care. His attitude was like he had it coming.
I'm sick of his attitude.
You can't just act however you want. I used to work at a place where people did that.
Hey, Odie just called me. Just before he hung up on me, he's like, how would you like it if I went somewhere else and worked there for a week? And then he hung up on me. Yeah, that's what he
told
me.
Let him go wherever he wants to work, man. It's a free country.
I was like, now it's like too late.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What size shoe are you?
Should be 8, 8 and a half.
Today we came out to play some hockey. Enough work, you know, it's time for play. Senior lets us do that once in a great while.
All right, everybody, let's get our skates on.
Play limber?
Go!
It seems that for me, the goalie position would be the least of endurance from going up and down the court, so we'll see how it works out.
What's he doing? He's a senior?
You don't look like you're in a good position there, boss.
I want to be on the team against senior because then he's going to be the goalie, and we could just, you know, probably plow into him a couple times like that and, you know, just rough him up a little bit, which I think he needs.
Let's go!
AEK helped sponsor our electric drag bike, and to show their appreciation for the work we did, they rented us an ice rink and got us jerseys.
Where are we going? Down that end?
Why do they have to do this at the far end?
So now we're going to play some hockey.
You ready? Okay. You look like you're ready to goalkeep.
Off to senior, unbelievable in goal. I mean, he was a gamer, got in there blocking shots left and right, diving all over the place.
I can't breathe anymore, and hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to walk without my knees falling off.
All right, now I gotta get up.
Yeah, all right.
Tank arm man.
Special delivery.
Whoa. Wow, that looks great, man. Yeah. That's gorgeous. That's gorgeous.
Today's last day of the build under quite a bit of pressure. Nub just dropped off the tank and fenders. We're getting him on the bike as quick as we can. Having Cody in, is helping because we're on a time crunch. I've worked with Cody in the past, OCC, and he knows what he's doing. I'm just glad to have him back.
You're still a partner over there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 20%.
Junior and OCC, I know they always had their disagreements, but if I got a phone call from OCC to go back there, I know I wouldn't have accepted just because I'm very familiar with how things work over there, and it's just I'm not really... I don't like working in an environment where it's so tense, you know what I mean? It's just, it's a real tough environment.
I don't like being in a lawsuit.
But my father's really easily persuaded, unfortunately. And everybody's vying for their own, they have their own interest in mind. They don't have the interest of the company.
No, exactly.
They don't have my father's interest in mind. They have their own interest in mind. That's all they care about. So whatever they got to do to keep that is what they do.
Which is a shame, man. Really is.
I agreed to work with Junior because, you know, there's never been an issue between me and Junior. I've always had nothing but good things to say about him. I love working side by side with him. And, you know, to have this opportunity again, you know, it would be silly for me to pass it up.
Thanks, going on.
Yeah, that's sweet, man.
Does it look good?
That's going to be sick looking to the side of the bars.
That goes so good with the bars. Even just
you sure you got a thread in there?
Even just the paint goes good with the bars.
That's going to be sick, man. Get them chrome pieces on there.
Look at that freak show. Hello, freak show. Wow, trim looks nice, don't it?
Trim looks really nice. Odie came by today to pick up his tools, and Junior really didn't want him in the shop. He didn't want a scene or anything else like that. So he had Joe bring his tools outside, you know, and he came to pick them up, and Paulie actually went out there and talked to him for a little bit.
I wish you luck. I really do. You know, I just can't tolerate it. And you just got a mouth problem, man. You just don't, you don't know your place. That's the problem. Odie stopped by today with his father. I told him the kind of things that were going on. And, you know, essentially just said, look, you're not a bad worker. You just got to change your attitude. And if you decide that that's what you want to do, give me a call and we'll talk. This isn't an OCC experience. I just can't tolerate certain things. You know, when I ask someone to do something, I don't need someone to tell me you do it. Here, you got my phone number, all right? Wherever he wants to work is his prerogative. We don't dictate to people where they work and don't work here. The fact is, it wasn't working out, and he is free to work anywhere in the world, even if it's down the road or whatever he wants to do.
Was he disgruntled at all?
No, he was fine. I just told him, man, I said, look, and I told his father, too. I said, look, he's not a bad worker. It's just, he just, his attitude.
You know, without Odie here, it's not going to make or break any of us. We're still going to keep on ticking, and, you know, at least we don't have to hear somebody with an attitude all day.
I probably could have handled it a little differently. It was just a lot of time and resentment building up there, you know?
Today I started working back on the Bic bike. You know, for a gas tank that I didn't actually build, as far as making it all out of freehand, it probably took longer just modifying this one and putting all these plates and all that stuff on than it would typically just take to build one. So it was kind of odd, but sometimes that's just how it works.
Hey, guy.
The backside.
What's up there, sonny boy?
Who's that guy?
Hey, good to see you. What's happening? Coming back?
I don't know.
You left.
Yeah, I walked out on Friday.
Did you really?
The other day at work, me and Paulie got into a little argument, and I pretty much walked out and quit.
How come?
No, he just doesn't appreciate anything.
Wait a second. Really? you want to go talk? Let's go talk.
All right.
Odie had stopped in today. I think that what happened is he quit from Paulie. I guess he just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't know what happened recently. I don't know if you want to talk about it or...
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean...
You were working there full-time, right?
Yeah, that's another thing. The bikes that we do over there, it's always like deadline, where we do like 20-hour days.
I don't get why they have to work so many hours. I know that over here, even when we had 2-3 guys, we'd still get the bike done 9-hour days. So maybe somebody's slacking over there. I don't know.
And then on Friday, we were wiring the handlebars and stuff. I put like a small scratch under one of the hand controls. Uh-huh. And he freaked. I was like, dude, if you did it the same way I did it, it would have been all right. And he's like, no, it would never happen.
It would never
happen. I'm like, all right, then you do it. And I was like, I'm done.
So then you just left.
Everything I do over there, I work around the clock for him, and he just never appreciates anything I do for him.
Let me ask you a question. When was it ever different? Was it ever different here with any of these guys? He would come in last minute, put the gas tank on, and he'd be the hero. And you're laughing, but it's the same thing that happened here. Yeah. These guys would work their ass off, and then he would go and come as he pleased.
We pretty much just talked about what happened at work and exactly how Paulie actually treats everyone. And I guess I really should have listened to Senior in the first place, because he turned out to be right. And he gave me papers where he wanted me to sign them. I didn't never signed them or anything.
Probably a non-compete, so you couldn't come over here.
Yeah.
What they wanted you to do, okay, sign that paper, they would have been smart if they did it when you first started, but not when you're walking out the door. So what they were trying to do is get you after the fact, but that's dumb business. They claim that I'm the bad guy in the picture here, but in reality, those guys are doing everything the wrong way. Since Paulie's been gone, you'll see the difference in everybody's attitude here. The harmony in the shop is three times than it was, because everybody gets credit for what they do.
The last time I worked here, it's because I got laid off because of the economy was bad.
Are you interested in coming back to work here?
Yeah, if you're all right with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we're busy. You can look around and see that. Odie's been here before. He's always been a good worker. We never had any problem. What you should do is you go talk to Ron. So he's here. He's going to talk to Ron, see if he can work it out. And they'll probably work something out. And, you know, he'll be back home again.
You know, since we only have a few things to do on the bike, and then we're heading right out to Florida for the unveil, I wanted to bring my girls in, you know, spend a little time with them while I'm working. What's up, fellas?
Hey. Morning.
Hey, Vincey.
Morning, ladies.
Morning.
Morning.
Whoa, what do you got there? Egg sandwich?
Got enough to share.
Can I have a bite?
No way.
We got primary covers to put on, as well as some axle covers. We're just gonna button up a few odds and ends, load it up, and this thing's going down to Florida.
They look really nice emblems, right?
Tie it together.
Mm-hmm. Look at, dude, I just wanna ride this thing.
This front end is the lightest front end I've ever felt. Feel how light it is?
I love the way the bars look when you're sitting on a bike. I like the way it
looks. It's like a drawing, right?
It just
looks like a rendering would look. The overall look and feel of the bike from front to back is incredible. The way the handlebars flow, the ghosted gas tank, the scoop in the front that actually acts as a gas tank. I mean, it's just got a great quality to it. A very streamlined, very almost retro-y looking with a modern feel to it. CEO of the company, I think, is going to be stoked. He's going to love it. And, you know, there's going to be an employee there who's going to be stoked about winning a bike. So it's just going to be phenomenal. We're looking forward to going down there, and the unveil is going to be amazing.
See you later, motorcycles. They're going to love it.
They're going to love that bike, man.
All right, let's go. Let's get them out here.
Paul has asked us to get involved, so some of us grew beards, some of the guys here are going to shave their heads.
Bic is a big believer in giving back to the community, so as part of our Bic for Good program, we've invited the OCC crew members to come out and shave their beards, their mustaches, their heads, and Bic will donate $10,000 to the OCC Foundation on their behalf.
So we wanted to take this opportunity for you guys to experience the Bic Flex 4 Razor firsthand today and shave your beards, your mustaches, and your heads for a good cause. What would it take for you to shave your mustache off?
20 G's.
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
There's not enough money here.
There's not enough money?
Not amongst anybody. A lot of people here wanted me to shave my mustache. It's just like part of me, you know, and I just, I can't get myself to do it.
No, I don't want to do this.
Oh, that would hurt right there, Burke. Are you getting your own mohawk over there? That's cool.
My barber's not going to like this.
Man, this guy's got like Brillo hair. Everybody's having a lot of fun. There's a lot of people in the store. Allows them to be part of this. Man, that was fast. You know, we've done just about everything that there is that's crazy. This is probably right up there with the top 10.
Hey, hey, hey.
He's doing a double look. He's going to Senior Bottom and a Mr. T-Top.
You should get the extra 10 grand for this.
There you go.
Yeah! We had a great time today at the Big for Good Head Shave event, and there was tons of participation from the OCC crew, which we're very happy about. Unfortunately, Paul Sr. did not shave off his mustache, but at the end of the day, Vic will still donate $10,000 to the OCC Foundation, and it's all for a great cause. You ever shaved your head?
Hey, buddy.
When I was in emergency room.
You did shave.
Heck of a job, man. You did a heck of a job. That was good. That was good.
We got started this morning on the assembly of the Big Flex 4 bike.
You got it, man.
Yeah, there you go. If you don't clank it off of something, you ain't doing it right, Mike. Things were going along pretty smoothly until we added the rear fender.
Oh, yeah.
Looking good, huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
On the rear fender arc, we incorporated the struts into the fender, and when we were assembling it, just putting it back on right now, Christian noticed that the paint was off a little bit.
This here, the silver, look at the thickness of it here.
Oh, what the heck?
Dude, that, you know what I don't understand?
So Mike and I were putting on a rear fender and kind of picked up on the painting on the struts was definitely, it wasn't a little off, it was off pretty significantly. Look at that.
Holy sh**.
What's the difference? How much? Don't tell me in thousands. Wow, we're talking.
Okay, 3/4 inch.
We took a measurement. It was about 3/4 inches wider on one side and about 1/2 inch off front to back on the other.
He's got to redo that.
Well, you got to do
it. You can't leave that like that.
I spent too much time making it right.
This bike's going to be everywhere, too.
That's the bottom line. Whether the customer's.
Well, you know what it is. You look at here, and everything's so nice here, and then this looks like. Who's around today?
We can't let that go. I'm going to bring him out here. That's so far off. That
is. Yeah, I think it's difficult, you know, trying to match both sides up because there is a, you only can see one side at a time.
It's 3/4 inch off that way, and it's 1/2 inch thicker that way.
So people make mistakes. It happens, you know. The main thing is that you correct it and get it right. You got to change it.
I mean, definitely happens. You know what I mean? We build so many bikes, and we're always, you know, under the gun. And I'm not a painter, and I know it's hard. But, you know, we really take our time and mock-up and assembly and everything. Make sure it's right. You know, you want the bike right for the customer. So it just has to be fixed.
We're down here in Florida to unveil not one, but two bikes.
We're here!
Woo-hoo! But before the unveil, I'm going to bring the entire company out to Discovery Cove to swim with the dolphins.
Look, dolphins.
And it's really my way of saying thank you to all these guys. I would be nowhere without them.
I want to see some dolphins.
What you guys are going to be doing over the next 30 minutes is going to be face-to-face with some of the world's most recognized animals, the Atlantic bottlenose dolphin. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Good.
Excellent. All right, let's come on down in the water and meet the dolphin.
Yeah! There you go.
Come on, Vin. Don't scratch his eye.
Was he the best kisser?
You know, I appreciate Junior bringing us down here, doing things away from work, away from motorcycles. It's just, it's nice. It's relaxing.
Come on, baby! 22 miles per hour! Kill, Diego! Kill!
You know, I wasn't really scared to ride the dolphin. I've swam with sharks before.
And dolphins are a lot more friendly. And once you've done it, it's one of those things to check off on the bucket list.
Come on, Mikey!
Having the dolphins push me across the water was a pretty good experience. Realistically, Odie could have been here. It's a shame that he's not here.
You know, swimming with dolphins, it sounds cool, but it's probably one of the most amazing things I've ever done.
Oh my gosh, man.
You know, I can guarantee you one thing. The guys at OCC weren't swimming with dolphins today.
Yeah, give Diego and Gino a big round of applause.
Thank you, guys. Very nice to meet all of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Today was the last day of the assembly on the big bike. We got all our paint and tins back, so we mounted the gas tank, and I put the four polished stainless pieces on each side just to represent the blades from the razors.
I'll take one side, we'll take the other. Line up an easy hole.
Rob and Ralph did a great job repainting the rear fender so quickly.
Great.
And it does look a lot better. Everything matches up really good with the wheels and the rotors and the pulley and everything like that, so it's a really good look. Just can't wait to see it just with the bigger wheels and everything. It's kind of new to what we would typically do.
All right, man, one Bic.
Pretty much, we got the bike fired up. It sounds great. It's nice and loud, just like we hoped, with the exhaust the way we did it. And it should look really good going down the road.
Sweet.
Sounds good.
Yep, sweet.
Nice. Good job.
And now we sneak.
Today we're here in Shelton, Connecticut, and we're at the BIC corporate headquarters. We're just here to unveil the BIC bike. From what I understand, there's a couple hundred employees here waiting to see the bike. I'm also excited about picking up the check for the OCC Foundation for the Shave Off.
Let's show the Orange County Chopper team how ready the BIC team is. Are we ready? Oh, yeah!
Employees were just blown away by the bike. I think I couldn't have asked for a better reaction from everybody. This has been highly anticipated for the past few months, and OCC didn't just meet our expectations, they exceeded our expectations with this bike.
What do you think of the bike? Our main objective was really to build a cool bike, and I think we succeeded fairly well with that. But everything's kind of like cutting edge on it. You have the four blade. This is stainless steel blades we put here. And if you look at the wheels, it's also four blades there, and also even where the BIC logo is. If you look over here, we put the grips that are on the razors that themselves, which is pretty cool. There's just a bunch of things going on here that, if you really, really look good, you'll see them.
We thought it was a big challenge for the OCC team to develop something that would represent the key attributes of our Flex 4 shaver. And the bike just does that. It exceeds that. All the key qualities are there.
Your team was so amazing, and we had such a great turnout from the team that the BIC for Good program has decided to double the original donation of $10,000 for a total of $20,000 for the OCC Foundation. So today, we'd like to present you with this check for $20,000. For the OCC Foundation. Thank you.
I thought the bike was a cool bike. I think it represented everything that they wanted it to. Also thought the crowd was very pleased with the bike, so we had a lot of fun. I'm glad I didn't shave my hair or my mustache, but a lot of guys at the shop did that were good sports. It was a good cause, and I just think that the whole combination really worked well.
Both brands, OCC and BIC Flex 4, they're all about quality and innovation in design and performance. And, our shaver does it, and the OCC chopper does it as well. So it's a perfect fit.
Let's clap it up, Terry. Come on.
Today, we're in Florida to unveil not only one, but two motorcycles to some very lucky insurance agents.
Without further ado, Paul Jr.
Coming down a red carpet in the yacht club, coming through the doorways and the hallways, and it was pretty unusual.
The custom bike, it exceeded all of our expectations. The bike was absolutely phenomenal, and we couldn't be happier.
This is one of our favorite projects so far. This is maybe, it's in the top three favorite bikes we've ever built, and that's kind of a big deal. We've been doing almost a decade. I think the executives at Universal Property and Casualty Insurance Company were speechless, and that was the whole point of this project. And I think we love all the bikes we do, but this one is a very special bike. You can see the wheels here, they're three-dimensional. Elephant trunk and tusks. We did some faux elephant skin in the seat as well as some gator for Florida, you know. A really trick thing we did is this ghosted gas tank. You could obviously see clear through. What we did is we ran the gas tank out in the front of the bike in the scoop area. And then the line actually runs around. Underneath the seat is the fuel pump. And then a line comes out right up here near the petcock, and then it comes out of there and goes into the carburetor. So the gas still comes out of the tank, but the tank doesn't hold any gas. So we wanted that to be a little tricky feature for you guys.
Not only did we have them build this bike for us, we also had them build another bike from one lucky person in this room tonight. Vinny, can you please bring out the other bike?
You know, Junior already unveiled the custom bike, and I heard the crowd going nuts and everything. So I was hoping they had a little more excitement left for the giveaway bike.
Awesome.
Hey, bring Craig one of them.
Good. You guys ready for this number?
Yeah.
Here we go. It's 292529. You know, when the one agent won the giveaway bike, I looked over, I saw him hold his ticket up, and he was just like, nothing. He was just in shock.
I had no idea that they were giving a bike away. No clue. This is the most amazing thing I've ever won. I've never ridden a motorcycle before in my life. This is truly a baptism by fire right here.
Here, Bill, what's up? What do you think?
I think this is amazing. This is easily the best raffle ticket I've ever had.
We got the whole ball of wax tonight. The agents that were here were happy. The execs were even happier.
Unbelievable.
Have you met these guys?
You guys outdid yourself here, man.
We love the bike as much as they do, and I think we're going to have repeat customers.
That's one of the best bikes you ever did, right?
I think so, man. We think so.